Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, is it true that our economy is based on grown adults pretending like our money is real? You can sure bet your Monopoly money it's real. It's like we fall into a trance when we see those fake fiat dollar bills and they make us hallucinate wealth. Cash does something to our brains where it makes us believe that that's the ultimate goal and the consumer stuff that it buys. Most of us don't understand how to take our fake fiat money and put it to work to make endless streams of Monopoly money to buy real things with. Up next, apparently this explains all of modern dating. Yes, because women are curvier than men. Then again, I don't really know if I believe this now that I've seen this Scottish IQ score graph from 1932. It's still true that women overrepresent the 95 to 115 IQ range, in both of them. But I've dated enough women to know that even the so-called smart ones are still dumb, especially the ones with degrees. I think this explains modern dating a hell of a lot better, though. Number three, here's a global map showing us honking culture and where honking car horns is more common. I think that they need to do a special category for India because they're in their own league. Also, why do you suppose the people in the Balkans and Italy honk their horns more than the rest of Europe? Maybe they drive with echolocation like land dolphins or something. Also, I dispute the accuracy of this because in Thailand you can go an hour without hearing a horn go off at all. Moving on, it looks like Vlad the Impaler is getting ready to fight vampires. Either that or the enrichment in Europe. You know that if Europe continues on its current multicultural trajectory, something like this might actually happen in the next few decades. Just like what happened in former Yugoslavia as an example. This version of Walmart should have a slogan called, "Save money, impale better." Then again, for all we know, he could just be building a fence with his neighbors. Number five, speaking of enrichment, a bunch of scientists in Antarctica are or were trapped and pleaded for help because their Nubian colleague decided to get violent, and none of them could stop him. Here's the group before they went on their expedition. I wonder if that white girl made it out of there alive. The moment AI filmmaking becomes a thing, I'm gonna make a film under the same name. You just know it's gonna become an absolute grindhouse classic, like Hobo with a Shotgun. Up next, here's proof that women don't care about muscles as much as they care about a man's face. The face is the first impression. The black-pilled incels are absolutely right. But to be honest, the thing I care about the most in women is their face. A tiny nose and large Bambi-like eyes with pale skin. Does that make me a monster? Women also like muscles, personality, and money, but only in men that they find facially attractive as well. Number seven, and speaking of women's noses, not only does this one have a nose ring, but her nose is too bulky for me. Women with nose rings like that look like they fell headfirst into a tackle box. The only thing I find attractive on her face is the color of her eyes and eyebrows. The rest of her looks like a liberal ogre. Maybe the whole point of the nose ring is to distract you from the rest of her ugly face. On the bright side, it's a great identifier of mental illness and women too. Moving on, welcome to Toronto, Canada, where we have more crime than New York City. These two lovely gentlemen are charged with attempted murder and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. They rammed their car into a 29-year-old woman's vehicle and kidnapped her by throwing her into a van. Looks like Jeets are gonna Jeet, and one of them was even released on bail. The police here tell people to comply with the criminals. If she had done that, she would have been raped and ended. Number 9, here's another trans shooter, and the Department of Justice is looking into banning boomsticks for trans people they deem to be mentally ill. If the Charlie Kirk story is used as an example, maybe they need to go farther and ban partners of trans people from owning weapons as well. The left should be all for it because they believe that people shouldn't even have weapons. Wouldn't it be great if Trump played a reverse Uno card on the left and took their gun rights away? Up next, girls say no to boys being in their spaces. Yet girls are still allowed into boys' spaces. How's that fair when we have things like the female Boy Scouts? Basically, boy spaces are not allowed anymore. Also, look at the nerve of this woman to think that she can identify the difference between boys and girls. What is she supposed to do if a boy identifies as a girl? Women can't help but invade male spaces. They look for strong men to conquer and want to police male places so they are more compliant with the matriarchy and don't become red-pilled. Number 11, this is what happens when you don't let people sit with their outside clothes on your bed. She's clearly the one asking him to take the clothes off with that smile on her face. By the look on his face, he's either reluctant or nervous. I'm also glad to see that they left their shoes at the door. But who the hell are these people? You just know that this is going to be the look on her face in another 20 minutes when they finally finish. Moving on, here's the trad wife scam in action. She's just a humble trad wife in her $2 million home, privileged enough not to have to work, and she gets to cosplay as if she was Amish. Imagine how hard her husband has to work to keep her living with that lifestyle, and then imagine what happens when she files for divorce because he's not emotionally available enough for her, and then she leaves him and takes millions with her. Fake tradwives on social media are also cleaning up those sim bucks. Number 13, this describes me perfectly. When people ask me why I drive a 16-year-old car, have a cracked 5-year-old phone and very little fiat in my bank account while having a decent income. People just don't get it even with the laser eyes. Only Bitcoiners get it. Why spend $1 million on a house when one day $1 million worth of Bitcoin today will be worth 10 or 20 million? It makes no sense. Yes, everyone around me has been wrong about Bitcoin so far. Up next, here's a good rule to know. If one person is tailgating you, then they're the problem. But if everyone is, then you're the problem. Especially on those one-lane country roads. Here in this part of Canada, the migrants don't care anymore. They get into the fast lane and go as slow as possible. I'm so stressed out by traffic that I barely go out anymore. My favorite drive is along U.S. interstates. Americans sure know how to drive compared to Canadians. Number 15, here's a story so funny that I had to share it twice. That a survey in India has found that condoms created according to international standards are too large for the majority of Indians. This is a survey and many of them probably reported themselves to be even bigger. Apparently the average Indian schwing-schwang size is only 4 inches erect. How is any Western woman ever supposed to be satisfied by that, yet they chase white women? Moving on, Gen Z guy says that all he wants is his own house and family and says it's unrealistic these days. I'll never understand why younger generations don't realize that homeownership and marriage are a scam. Buy and hold AI companies in an ETF like IYW, or buy Bitcoin and hold it for the long term. They return 20 and 30% a year compounded respectively. Gen Z is lucky that they'll never own homes at these prices. Instead, they'll watch the housing market burn, as no jobs and therefore no future buyers for boomers' properties. Number 17, why is this the look that women give you when you tell them to just block the guy that's harassing them? I guess negative attention is better than no attention at all. Plus, many women I've met enjoy being harassed because it gave them something to complain about. The only thing that pisses off women more than harassing them is giving them no attention at all. The opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. Up next, Indians have already arrived in Australia and Canada, and now they're knocking on Japan's door. I think a US door should also be there. The dislike of Indians is really bad here. The other day I was sitting outside soaking up some sun and a white Canadian walked by on his phone talking to somebody and complaining about all the Indian people. We were welcoming to Indians until about 5 to 10 years ago, when the immigration got out of hand. Number 19, what happened here? Wrong answers only. Turd-flinging monkey says this person identifies as a ceiling fan. Either that or they're in the process of being raptured. This is the sort of thing that happens when you're triggered because somebody forgot to add pineapple as part of your pizza toppings. It could also have happened because this individual ends up regretting removing their schwing-schwang. Moving on, after Trump started deploying the military to Washington, D.C., this reporter decided that she was going to dress up like one of the women from Handmaid's Tale to show just how oppressive the regime really is. Women love men in uniform, as you can see here, and women like her can't imagine a world where she isn't perceived as a potential victim. Somehow wearing a costume for a TV show probably didn't have the same impact she thought it would. Number 21, well, there goes the student loan racket. The number of 18-year-olds in America is about to fall from 9.5 million in 2025 to only 8 million by 2029. Many people are wondering why this is happening, and the answer is quite simple. It all started in 2007 when the iPhone was launched. Looks to me like people prefer the dopamine they receive from their digital devices than they do from sex and relationships. Not to mention that online dating has also destroyed family formation. Up next, were these Romanians right to stop the construction of a mosque by throwing dead pigs on the construction site? If this works, then maybe more European countries just need to cover themselves with bacon grease and watch the Mohammeds pass them by. Also, it's not like Romania has that many Muslims living there anyway. It's only 0.4% of their population, and I doubt there'll be more because they don't have generous social welfare programs. This is more of a prank than outrage. Number 23, name one thing that these Republican women have the Democrat women don't have. How about femininity and a pleasant smell for starters? Other things that are on that list include vaginas, estrogen, they smile and appear to be happy. But most importantly, they have husbands and children instead of just careers and cats. The masculine men are attracted to them as well. The only negative thing I'd say they have is much higher standards for men. Moving on, it's funny how we all know who this is from this scowl. Here's a hint in case you don't. She was fired by Trump. Also, you know she gets around from the looks of that herpes on her lip. Let's play the game of Name That Cold Sore in 100 pixels. And here she is in all her glory, Rosie. And the sore is still there in other pics. Looks like she got a little too frisky in her youth. Just looking at this picture gives me AIDS. Number 25 in the last one, the Catwoman once got $2.5 billion in a divorce settlement, and an additional $100 million a year for 13 years, but later filed for bankruptcy in 2018, with $0 in her bank account. How could this have possibly happened? I think there are a lot of mighty rich plastic surgeons out there, and they're not all that good. This is what happens when you never earn money yourself and you don't know the value of it. Here's what she used to look like before the surgeries. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.